Participants of the Sydney World Youth Day marked the 50th day since the end of the event with a reunion online. Charles Collins has this report.
A question often asked at the end of a World Youth Day is, now what? Underlying the question is a fear that the spiritual experience might just be a one-time event, and young people might not take the World Youth Day message with them as they return to their regular lives. World Youth Day organizers in Sydney are still working to make sure that isn't the case. One example of these efforts is the social networking site www.xt3.com. XT3 was designed to bring the pilgrims from Sydney together, even as they traveled back to their homes all around the world. It currently has about 35,000 users. Like its secular counterparts MySpace and Facebook, XT3 allows users to make friends, post events, and join groups. Uniquely, XT3 has bulletin boards where young people can ask the advice of a priest, and a prayer board where individual prayers can be posted. Early Tuesday, members received a special message to mark the 50th day online reunion for World Youth Day. It was from Pope Benedict.
Dear friends, 50 days ago we were together for the celebration of Mass. Today I greet you on the birthday of Mary, Mother of the Church. Empowered by the Spirit and courageous like Mary, your pilgrimage of faith fills the Church with life. Soon I am to visit France. I ask you all to join me in praying for the young people of France. May we all be rejuvenated in hope.
The Pope's message was brief but greatly appreciated. Unlike most papal messages, responses can be added to a message sent to a social networking site. And the responses came in from all over the world.
Dear Holy Father, thank you for taking the time to mark this special day. Special not only for the World Youth Day pilgrims, but for the whole Church. Thank you for celebrating.
Holy Father, I will pray for the young people of France, and also for all the people who, as you, will go on a pilgrimage to Lourdes.
Dear Papa, I can't believe that it's been 50 days since we had the celebration to the Mass. Although your homily was a bit lengthy, it really posed a lot of questions that we should all, regardless of age, be asking ourselves.
I pray. Yes, Holy Father, I shall be praying for you and all your intentions every day. I thank you for the great celebration of faith in Sydney, Australia. May you continue to bring people close to Jesus from Mary and with the power.
God bless all the youth of the world, especially the youth of France.
I would love it if you could spare a few moments of your precious time to impart a blessing on all the pilgrims that attended World Youth Day once again on XT3.
Now XT3 is allowing Catholics, from the youngest person in the pew to the Holy Father himself, a new way to talk to each other. I'm Charles Collins.